Ag Information Network. I'm Bob Larson with your agribusiness update. Florida Farm Bureau kicked off its second annual Ag Day celebration last Saturday at the Florida State Seminoles football home opener. Florida Farm Bureau reports thousands were able to experience Florida agriculture through interactive regional farm displays, sample fresh food, and tailgate with family-friendly games. Two farm families were recognized for their environmental stewardship. The second home field Ag Vantage tailgate will be on September 17th when the Florida Gators take on the South Florida Bulls. The nonprofit group Farm Forward joined a consumer class action lawsuit against Whole Foods, alleging they've deceived shoppers about beef products that they sell. Since 1981, Whole Foods has claimed that all animals within the supply chain are raised without antibiotics, but an independent laboratory found antibiotic residue in antibiotic-free meat bought from a Whole Foods store in California. Antibiotic-free meat can cost as much as 20% or more than conventional meat. China's record heat wave is beginning to disappear as farmers assess damage caused by the lengthy dry spell. Reuters says the Chinese government is urging producers to replant or switch crops where they can. Over 70 days of extreme temperatures and low rainfall have hit the country's crops hard. Rain is in the forecast over the next week, but farmers worry the heat has already done too much damage. From the Ag Information Network, I'm Bob Larson with today's Agribusiness Update.